Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is November 13th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. I'm just sending my team something through Telegram, a picture for later when we announce the new sanctuary resident. So I'm just sending that to them now. Hello to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Esther's here, as you can see. So she's with us as well. Let's see who's coming in. She's looking at the door. She hears someone at the door. I'm watching her and she's looking at the door. New Hampshire, welcome. Very happy to have you. Ohio, Virginia, Katy, Texas, welcome. God bless you. Big Fork, Montana. Hello to our friends in Montana. Tucson, Arizona. Plattsburgh, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Plattsburgh. Brooklyn, hello to all the boroughs that are here tonight. Washington, D.C., welcome, welcome. Boy, do you guys got a lot going on down there right now. Omaha, God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Let's see who else is coming in. Michigan and Missouri and the Ozarks, welcome. Utah, God bless you. California as well. Norfolk, England, hello to our international audience coming in. We are so happy to have you with us tonight. We love our international audience. I see another UK coming in. Welcome, welcome. I see Oklahoma, Nevada, Louisiana as well. Rochester, New York, hello to our neighbors. Very happy to have you with us. North Carolina, Kansas, our neighbors in New Jersey, God bless you. Coconut Creek, Florida, as well. Cranberry, it's Cranberry Township, yes, in Pennsylvania, God bless you. Oh, let's see who else. We'll do a few more. Wales, UK, hello to all of our friends in England that are coming in tonight. There's another one. There's so many of you. Rockland County, New York. Chris was at Helen Hayes in Rockland County, one of the best brain injury treatment centers, actually, after what happened in 2019. So we are very familiar with Rockland County as well. Surprise, Arizona. God bless you. Norway. Hello to our friends in Norway. God bless you. Lyons, Oregon as well. We see you as well. Australia. Hello to all our friends in Australia and in Liberty, New York. Hello to our neighbors. Guatemala. God bless you. Happy to see you here as well. Pennsylvania as well. I see that. God bless you. Maine, New Zealand. God bless you in New Zealand. We're so happy to have you. A lot of international audience coming in. Praise God. And hello to everybody else coming in, to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We got a jam-packed broadcast tonight, prophetically speaking, because the shutdown has ended. Apparently, we're going to open up in prayer, though. We're going to talk about this because there's a lot that's going on that has to do with this, as well as, well, there's some other things under the radar that actually are happening that we're going to expose tonight, basically. So we're going to do that as well. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. And then we will, I'm just writing something down here. Okay, we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Father God. We all fall incredibly short of your glory. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Jesus Christ, what he said, it is finished at Calvary, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again on the third day, ascended back to be with the Father, where he is victoriously ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. the name above all names and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power and your glory, Father God, just move. Let your presence saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Let your glory, your truth, your power fill this place, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would lead and guide us tonight. Lord, be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father, as we go forth mightily in you tonight. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels, Lord, of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land here above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, that your weapons of war in the name of Jesus Christ would be loosed and sent to destroy, dismantle, and confound the plans of the enemy tonight, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hex, vex, spell, potion, incantation, witchcraft, sorcery, dark arts, dark magic, black magic, any form of weaponized demonic activity, Father God. Every scheme and device of the enemy, every curse the enemy would attempt to deploy, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it right now. We command it all destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. Lord, your word says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you renew us, Father God. Lord, that you fill us with the joy of the Lord and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that puts a guard over our mind and our heart, that according to Ephesians chapter 6, you would put your whole and complete armor on us today, that the shield of faith would go up in front of us in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, that every arrow the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us, let them be reversed upon the sender now in Jesus' name. Lord, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated every capability of the sword of the Spirit to destroy the snare of the enemy, to pierce, puncture, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, or weapon the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that Almighty God has ordained for us. Father, we just praise you, Father God. We give you all the glory, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We owe you every breath. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, we just praise you, Father God. We humbly submit to you tonight in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we can start. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it, as well as like and subscribe, because it does help us very much so, and we very much appreciate it. But you're going to want to share this because we have a lot to talk about with what has happened. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that a viewer tipped me off to this, because I've been on this 9/11 theme from the beginning of the year. And I want to show this to you because this is uncanny. Right as the shutdown is ending, we're going to show you this. So we're going to put up the article. I got props tonight too, by the way. Now, Trump calls for total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. I want you to take note of the date. The date is December 7th, 2015. Guess how much time is between December 7th, 2015 and November 13th, 2025? 9 years and 11 months. 9/11, 9/11, from the president whose presidency is equal 9/11, as a government shutdown is just ending while a Muslim mayor socialist with the name Haman hidden within his name is elected in New York City, ground zero for 9/11. I'm telling you, this 9/11, this is not a coincidence. This is a prophetic window and time we are in, which means we're being alerted. We, as the body of Christ, should have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and be able to discern, be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons, seeing the deeper things the Lord wants us to see, unearthing the plots of wickedness, tearing down strongholds. We should be doing all of that. So let me put up the next article. This is going to get real interesting real fast. I'm just telling you now, buckle up prophetically, because this is going to get real interesting real fast. Trump signs funding deal to end longest ever government shutdown. Okay, President Trump signed the bill into law in the Oval Office after the House voted to pass the funding measure earlier in the evening. Okay, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history has come to an end after 43 days. President Donald Trump signed legislation on Wednesday night from the White House that reopened the federal government and starts to resolve the mass chaos that the shutdown created. Okay, the House voted, so it says Trump's approval came after the House of Representatives voted 222 to 209. Earlier in the evening on a funding package to turn the lights back on, moving past a political mess that has lasted for more than a month and left millions of Americans unable to travel or afford food, and they have been work furloughed as well. And I have to tell you that I have to speak to the TSA individuals that were furloughed. I mean, God bless you. These people worked for free this entire time. God bless the TSA and the air traffic controllers that stayed on and that chose to work, and they did it for free, and they deserve to be commended for that, and they deserve to be blessed for that. And I hope President Trump does give them a little extra something for doing that, because that is amazing. But I want to show you this vote here, right? So the 119th Congress passed this 9/11, right? And then you've got the 209, the 2 plus 9 is 11, and you have the 9 there also, so 9/11. It's very interesting how even the vote broke when it comes to passing the bill to reopen the government. There's a reason, there's a very urgent reason 9/11 keeps showing up, and we should continue to be in prayer about that and allow the Lord to reveal to us those deeper plots that the enemy is trying to deploy, that we are able to see it, that we are able to intercede as the body of Christ, that we are able to speak the truth. And so we have to continue to do that. Interestingly enough too, the shutdown ended on the 43rd day. Now I'm going to show you some things biblically here. The 43rd book of the Bible is the Gospel of John. And Donald Trump's middle name happens to be John, which is interesting. Psalm 43 is a prayer of rescue. It says, "Judge and vindicate me, O God. Please plead my case against an ungodly nation. O rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling place. Then I will go to the altar of God. To God, my exceeding joy. With the lyre, I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." That is the message for the conservative party, especially right now. You need to hope in God and not in a man. And that's why things have happened the way it has happened. Esther 4:3. Because it was the 43rd day. It says, "In each and every province that the decree and law of the king reached, there was a great mourning among the Jews with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and many lay on sackcloth and ashes. That's the decree of destruction that went out. So if the 43rd day, the shutdown ends, and the government opens back up, there are some things that are about to go out. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. So, and I'm going to say this too, look for some type of decree of destruction to begin to go out in many forms, not only within party lines, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, but against the White House as well. Now we're going to prophetically get into some real interesting things. I have props here that I will hold up at the appropriate time. But what we're going to do in order to show you what I'm about to show you is we're going to play Jesse Waters. We're going to play a clip from Waters World. It's about, I don't know, a minute and 30 seconds. But I want you to listen to what's being said in this clip, because we're going to blow the lid off of this prophetically tonight, basically. So we'll play the clip now and then we'll talk.
Schumer lost control of his party the same way Biden did. Remember, Barack sent his pod bros out to start the Biden coup? So this is deja vu. Obama even has his cross-legged disciple getting in on the beatdown all the way from the Brazilian rainforest.
I'm not pleased that in the face of this invasive species that is Donald Trump, who's completely changed the rules of the game, that we're still playing by the old rules of the game.
The Obama wing's throwing Chuck to the wolves. Nancy's got one high heel out the door. The auto pens retired to Delaware. Without Barry's protection, the commies are about to feast. AOC licking her chops.
There's no one vote that ended this shutdown. We are talking about a coordinated effort of eight senators with the knowledge of Leader Schumer voting to break with the entire Democratic Party in exchange for nothing.
Cortez just accused the most powerful Democrat in Washington of being a sneaky little rhymes with itch. This would never happen between Nancy and Chuck. But Hips has lost control. He can't control his caucus, and Chuck can't control his. Now the squad's throwing around the B word.
Betrayal. Okay. We're going to talk about some things with this right now that you're going to find absolutely fascinating. So there's some language being used that we have to pay attention to because it's the sign of the times, right? So there's some language, coup, invasive species, betrayal. There's some very intentional language being used right now that's going into the airwaves, okay? Which should clue us, right? We should be attuned right now and sensitive to this. We should be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons. So the first thing he has is Obama sets the Schumer coup in motion. Okay, that's the first thing that was on the screen. Now, the theme of Haman and Esther has a prophetic undertone in all of these events happening right now. I spoke about New York City and New York State, the shutdown happening. You have a man with the name Haman, Zoram Mamdani, Haman in his name, arising, winning the mayor's race in New York City, ground zero for 911, while in the New York State governor race, Elise Marie Stefanik and Kathy Hochul are facing off, and Esther is hidden within their names. And there's this theme continually right now of a Haman attempting to rise globally, that spirit globally, including in this nation, and it literally is seeping into everything, and I'm going to show you. So Obama sets the Schumer coup in motion. That's the first thing that was said, right? Let me just show you something here from this sentence, and I did this all in Sharpie so everyone can see this. Every one of these you're going to see today. Okay, guess what's hidden in this sentence? Haman, Purim, Esther, and Susa, the capital. That's why I have all these letters underlined. So within Obama sets the Schumer coup in motion is Haman, Purim, Esther, Susa. This is not a mistake that this is going on. This is not a coincidence. This is a very well-veiled and orchestrated, shall we call it, advance on the part of the kingdom of darkness in order to try to take hold of a timeline and actually raise Haman up to actually be successful in the decree of destruction that we will watch go out, because this is all following a prophetic timeline. Okay, that's number one. That's the first thing. It's going to get better as we go along here. Okay, secondly, I'm going to show you what Gavin Newsom said, because what he said was not an accident. It was a very odd sentence. He said this invasive species known as Donald Trump, this invasive species, that's a very, very odd sentence to say. Built within that sentence, that's why he looked out. If you notice when he said it, he couldn't even look at the camera, and I'm going to show you why. Built with this in this is a signal. It's a very odd sentence that he's saying, and he's saying it purposely. Let me show you what he is letting his own side know. And this is a very serious warning for the president and the cabinet right now that I'm about to give. This is a very serious warning. Invasive species, Donald Trump. Do you know what's hidden in invasive species, Donald Trump? Spies in the camp, CIA. That's what's hidden within this sentence. Okay, invasive species, Donald Trump, spies in the camp. And then you can also spell CIA out of that as well. And he looked down when he said it. And that's what tipped me off, as well as the fact that it was a very odd sentence to say. That's not a to call somebody an invasive species is not a normal way that they might call them annoying. They might call them destructive. They might call them many things. But to call somebody an invasive species, right? And tie that to this man, Donald Trump, spies in the camp. Mr. President, guess what they've put? Guess what's there? Spies in the camp. I don't know how much more clear it could be, but I made sure to do it with Sharpie tonight in order to show you some of the things that are going on under a veiled cover. So basically, there's layers and layers and layers of events and things being spoken and noise in order to hide things like this. So then only their side will know that spies have infiltrated the camp. Okay? So that's another one. There's more. There's more we're going to get to in this. So we have that as well, and I'll tell you that invasive species is a word that's used for a destructive animal or an animal that has come into a territory that it's not native to and taken it over. So that technically is what an invasive species is. So Gavin Newsom called President Trump an invasive species for a reason, right? First to say, it looks like there are spies in the camp. However, Newsom is equating Trump to an animal you remove by destroying them and their house. Let me show you what they're doing in California, which is a mirror of what they want to do, not only to President Trump right now, but the people of Almighty God in this nation, because there's that Esther theme forming. This language is a sign of the times. California, by the way, Newsom is the governor of. Let me show you why Newsom's talking this way. Let me show you. Plan to kill 500,000 barred owls moves forward. Barred owls are referred to as an invasive species. FWS stated the strategy will stop the decline of the northern spotted owls before it's too late. This sounds like what's happening in our political system. Adding that action needs to be taken quickly. A plan to kill hundreds of thousands of barred owls is moving forward. Okay, this is what's happening. Newsom is one of the people signing off on this, by the way. And the Senate rejected a resolution to block the program that was reported on Friday. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, FWS, proposed killing 500,000 barred owls across Washington, Oregon, and California to save the region's northern spotted owls. Opponents say it's cruel, expensive, and won't work long term. First of all, people, this is where your tax dollars are going. Your tax dollars are going to try to set up to kill 500,000 owls. First of all, right? Apparently, they've been talking to the people in Canada who butchered those ostriches. But because this is like the same type of plan. Secondly, look at the language that's being used in Governor Newsom's state. It's an invasive species. It's an invasive species. We have to kill them. We have to remove them. Then suddenly he gets up and goes, this invasive species that is Donald Trump, spies in the camp. It's a sign of the times. We have to kill the invasive species. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying without saying it. When you call something an invasive species, it means you have to destroy their life to get rid of it. Okay? There's a reason he's calling him that. I'm going to play it again so you can hear it again. I don't know if we could fast forward to when Gavin Newsom says that and we can play. I don't know if we can do that or not. Or if we can. Okay, so what I'll just do is I'll just tell you, you know, the language he uses is this invasive species known as Donald Trump. And we wonder why a hunting stand on October 16, 2025, which has 9/11 in the date, was found in a tree near the Palm Beach Airport with a sight line to Air Force One. A hunting stand is used to hunt down animals. He is calling him an animal by calling him an invasive species, which invasive species you have to go destroy their life to get rid of it. This is what they're signaling. Very clearly, this is what they are signaling in this moment. And by the way, this is something a little interesting I'll just show you. They're using the barred owl as the scapegoat, right? Well, within barred owl happens to be the word bow, because that's what they want you to do. So I just thought that was something interesting on the side that I can show you. But there is very specific reasons this language has suddenly come into the news. Barred owls, invasive species. Donald Trump, invasive species. They're equating him to an animal that needs to be hunted. That's what they're doing. They're equating him to an animal that needs to be hunted. And so it's the sign of the times. And basically that they're going to try to do this by infiltrating spies in the camp. The spies are already there, I believe, in the camp at the White House. They're already there. He's just making it clear to whoever he's talking to that they are there. So, and he said it all the way from Brazil. That should tell you too something. If he's calling him, if he's using that term, invasive species, Donald Trump from Brazil, that man wants to be as far away from the U.S. as possible when he says it. Something is up. And he looked down when he said it too. He looked down. He couldn't even look at the camera when he said it. Okay. So we're going to move on. We have more here. I have more to show you here that we're going to get into. But we're going to go to some words from the Lord that tie to this as well. So everything, coup, betrayal, those words I said that we're going to, you know, just remember that were said in Jesse Waters' little dialogue there. Well, we're going to go back to September 13th, 2022. A political coup so strategic in its planning and timing that you shall see leaders around this country, I, the Lord, speak of, you shall see them fumble their words and visibly quake, like Chuck Schumer. For the winds of change are blowing across Europe, says the Lord. The winds of change have begun to go forth in the United States of America. October 25th, 2024, the root of the invasion shall now be dug up in a public excavation for the very large root that has remained in the dark and caused such to grow is about to be revealed before your nation. For the territorial spirits are compelling those filled with darkness to cross over that they may position them in areas that are set to be turned over for truth. And they are being positioned purposefully in those areas to attempt a coup, a takeover, a hostile takeover, like in New York City. You shall hear this term used in this hour, for hostile takeovers have occurred to the highest seats in your land, says the Lord. November 15th, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, as Absalom, and we'll get into him in a moment, attempted to sheepishly return to the kingdom, I appointed David as king over, and Absalom, capitals, pretended to play by the rules. He was moving about positioning himself and his men internally to speak forth what may have looked innocent, as well, that may have looked innocent, however, or an innocent acts as well, that may have looked innocent. However, it was the root and invasive root of conspiracy. And the conspiracy grew strong, says the Lord. And Absalom attempted a coup and complete overthrowing of what I, the Lord, had given David, because David wouldn't deal with Absalom. The White House needs to understand this concept. David would not deal with Absalom when Absalom was causing trouble at the beginning between his brothers. And Absalom began to get out of hand. And David wouldn't deal with Absalom. And that's why the conspiracy was able to grow. Now this November 15, 2024 word goes on. It says, thus says the Lord, I see the conspiracy. I see the meeting that five in Congress were at. I, the Lord, see the meeting in the inner room, a situation room in the Pentagon where an emergency has been called and meetings were had to start the workings of a conspiracy growing strong. And another coup to be attempted within the first year of Donald, my son, entering office. Thus says the Lord, they are choosing men to run before them just as Absalom did and will seek to be an advocate merely to turn those within the government to these two conspiracies, these plots being hatched. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, watch the CIA closely in this hour, watch closely and pray, my children, for desperation has mounted to a feverish pitch, and I, the Lord, will not allow another Kennedy in Texas crisis that gripped the nation decades ago. However, they will try, says the Lord. They will try. So that word is from November 15th, 2024. Absalom happens to have the name Obama in it. So very interesting. It also contains the word Baal, but Absalom happens to have the word Obama in it. Keep that in mind for a moment, because we're going to circle back to that. We're going to circle back to it in a moment. March 12, 2025, word of the Lord. Another Strzok and Page. Cells within your government have met, cells of individuals intent to crash the system. That's what they tried to do with the shutdown. They have a set time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year, which is exactly what happened, to do such. Pray it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. A coup within a coup. Strzok and Page were actually just subpoenaed. So this was March 12, 2025. Interestingly enough, Strzok and Page, they were just subpoenaed, having to do with Russiagate. So just something to keep an eye on. And then we're going to go to May 29, 2025, and then we're going to circle back to Absalom. This has to do with Congress. This word of the Lord that was given, global judgment at the altar of pride. This had to do with Congress, and this is what it says, word of the Lord, May 29th, 2025, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, says the Lord, capitals, highly embarrassing moments are about to occur, says the Lord. They shall step down in multiples, says the Lord. O leadership of the House, says the Lord, guard your hearts and minds, guard them. Seek my will, says the Lord, for the will of flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive, says the Lord. The heads of Congress must yield to me, says the Lord. What is destructive within bills, what are ticking time bombs, do not allow such to pass through, says the Lord. For you were made gatekeepers of the law, not gatekeepers of what is negligent, says the Lord. There is a temptation, says the Lord, for the leadership in America, even within the walls of the White House, to turn the way of Saul, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and let in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, that's capital, for David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and allow worship at the high places of foreign gods that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my capital fire shall consume such and burn it up if leadership yields, says the Lord. Okay, we're watching those highly embarrassing moments right now. We're watching this take place. This is not over. We're watching those highly, that shutdown was a highly embarrassing moment for Congress. So we are watching this actively unfold. So just keep an eye on that and pray, because you've got this same spirit that has to do with Absalom, Saul, and Haman working through different counterparts that is rising up. And we have to be diligent in prayer and intercession when it comes to that. So now we're going to circle back to Absalom. Okay. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 10 through 12. Now, 15 plus 10 equals 25. We're in the year 2025. Listen to what 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 10 says. But Absalom sent spies through all the tribes of Israel. Okay, that's verse 10. Now we'll go on. Saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron. Then 200 men from Jerusalem who were invited guests that did not know his plan, they went innocently and knew nothing. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor. Ahithophel was one of David's high counselors. He was one of his most trusted advisors. Absalom sends for him from his city, Giloa, while he was offering sacrifices. And the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom increased continually. Now, I already said within the word Absalom is the word Obama, right? Hidden, right? Absalom sent spies throughout the land. Hold on. Absalom sent spies throughout the land. Obama is in the name Absalom. And what did they tell them? As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron. Okay, I'm going to show you something very interesting. Absalom is king in Hebron. Guess what's in this? Guess what's in this sentence? Because I'm telling you, this Esther, Haman, Absalom theme is running through a lot right now. Absalom is king in Hebron. You get Obama, Haman, and you also get no kings. So if you think this is a modern day concept of no kings, Haman was a no kings guy. Within this, Absalom is king in Hebron. You get Haman, no kings, and you also get Obama out of it. That is not an accident, because there is a constant reverse engineering on the part of the kingdom of darkness to actually try to reverse engineer what goes on in scripture and hide their own agenda in it. Okay, so this is a common tactic of the kingdom of darkness and of the enemy. So it's interesting because no kings goes all the way back to Absalom. It goes past that, but Absalom was a no kings guy. He was a no kings guy too, right? We don't want David as king. Haman was a no kings guy. They were all no kings guys. So if you want to know the spirit that's moving about, what's going on, this is what it is. This is what is moving about. And this is why we're uncovering it. And like I said, no kings is not a new concept. It is actually rooted in ancient conspiracy. See, the conspiracy has to grow strong for no kings to be positioned. A conspiracy has to grow strong for no kings to be positioned, right? And you also have Haman in that sentence, right? And like I said before, Haman is in Zoram Mamdani's name, who was just elected mayor of New York City, which is ground zero for 9/11. Both Haman and Absalom grew a conspiracy. Both Haman and Absalom within the kingdom positioned for a coup and positioned for a conspiracy. The two C's, coup and conspiracy. And I'll tell you something else interesting too. Haman thought the Jews were an invasive species and put together a plan to destroy them. If you look at the way Haman talks about the Jews in the book of Esther, it's very much the way Gavin Newsom talks about Trump and the people that voted for him today. They're looked at as an invasive species that they don't want to take over. So then they put together a plan to destroy them. Just like what's happening with the barred owls in California. Just the reason Gavin Newsom's calling President Trump and I believe those who, you know, voted for him, an invasive species. And it all ties back to how Haman viewed the Jews and how Absalom viewed David. They all viewed the ones that the Lord chose as an invasive species. Hello, we good? What happened? We don't know. Up, it just popped up. We're back, though. Well, maybe we're upsetting some people tonight, and that's okay. That's okay. Newsom views President Trump and the people that voted for him as an invasive species. This is how the kingdom of darkness talks when they want to exterminate something. This is how the kingdom of darkness talks when they want to put out a decree of destruction. This is how the kingdom of darkness talks when it wants to destroy a leader, when it wants to destroy a ruler. This is the type of language that the kingdom of darkness uses. You see, this is very intentional. And this goes back to Absalom and the book of Esther, why we're watching this language used now. Okay? The undertone is all connected. The undertone is all connected, what I'm showing you tonight. It's all connected by this same undertone that we're going to be discussing. And interestingly enough, to prove my point further, according to historical text, Haman was an astrologer. Haman, surprise, surprise, was into astrology. And that's why he was looking about what time to fix a time to destroy the Jews. And that's why he cast lots to ascertain which was the most auspicious day of the week for that purpose. You see, casting of lots was based on astrological signs and events. So he was into that part of the occult, Haman. He was into not astronomy, which is like the study of a planet or a star, astrology, which is actually trying to tell the future by what's in the heavenlies. Okay. It's not just taking it as a sign, like when there's a blood moon and we take it as a sign from the Lord does that. No, he's not only trying to predict, but he's trying to align events of destruction using the stars, okay, and using casting of lots. So at that time in the earth, when Haman is arising, and we see Absalom too, but Haman's arising, if Haman used an astrological sign to cast lots to put out a decree of destruction, and this is the prophetic window undertone timeline that we are watching arise within the earth, then we should see something similar that could solidify this even more. We should see something, you know, astrological or something having to do with astronomy that could solidify this even more, because this is what Haman was into. Well, we're going to put up the article for you because there is something. So a lot of people have been talking about this 3-Eye Atlas. First radio detection received from interstellar object, 3-Eye Atlas. What does that mean? And it says astronomers using South Africa's Meerkat radio telescope have reported the first radio detection from the comet taken on October 24th, 2025, when the comet was just 3.76 degrees from the sun in the sky. So as Haman's arising in the earth, this interstellar object enters our, what do you want to call it? Our orbit. It enters, you know, into our solar system, shall we say? So Haman's arising in the earth, which means lots would have to be cast, which means he was trying to use something in the heavenlies, right? In order to do that, right? Because Haman practiced in astrology. That was the whole reason he cast lots. So hidden within something, we should see the relevance of what Haman is about to do. We should be able to spot this. So interstellar object, 3I Atlas, right? There's the thing that's entered our solar system as Haman is arising in the earth. Well, guess what? Guess what's hidden within interstellar object, 3I Atlas? Cast lots. That is what's hidden within this. And that is exactly what Haman was trying to do using the same means that now a ton of attention has been drawn to whatever this object is that entered our solar system. But it happened to enter right at the prophetic time that this Haman spirit is arising within the earth. And hidden within interstellar object 3I Atlas is cast lots, which is exactly what Haman used in the heavenlies to do. There is a highly prophetic reason this comet is showing up in this time, in this season, and being talked about so much. It's being talked about all over, more so than I've ever seen a comet or an object talked about before. So you have this entering while Haman is arising within the earth, right? Who tried to cast lots through something astrological, in order to put out a decree of destruction that would align spiritually and open the door for him to actually destroy what he saw as an invasive species, if that makes sense. So he's looking for it to open the door spiritually, that he may carry out the destruction of what he sees as an invasive species. Now, why am I showing you all this? Up, someone's asking if their mom is still on there. I hope you find your mom in the chat. I hope you're reunited with your mom, Phoenix. Okay, why am I showing you this? And we'll get into the other things I have to talk about. I have a few more things to talk about here. The church has been far too ignorant of the enemy's devices for far too long. Yes, we are supposed to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we're supposed to preach Christ crucified, and we're supposed to go out and make disciples of the nations. But if we make blind, ignorant, complacent, lukewarm disciples, guess what? It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. The word of God says he spits the lukewarm out of his mouth. The church has been ignorant of how the enemy is operating against it for far too long. And the church has been willfully naive for far too long about how these things are moving about, not only in the realm of the spirit, but under the cover of times, events, circumstances, buried under layers and layers of it and the noise in the natural. So it's distracting and you can't see through what really the cover-up is. Because when we can do this, we actually begin to see the word of God in a deeper light too. We actually begin to see the deeper treasures and things that are buried in the word of God, the meat of the word. And so when we ask for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, you can't fight an enemy you don't know. You can't war against an enemy you don't know. You don't even know the enemy is coming if you don't know the enemy and its tactics. And this is why the enemy has been able to run circles around the church. This is why the enemy has been able to utilize the digital coliseum of media and technology like a Roman coliseum in order to do battle. This is why, because the church just wants to focus on the positive things and never actually look at what is before us and what we are dealing with. Yes, we're supposed to think on those things that are pure and lovely. Yes, we are. Yes, we're supposed to be careful and guard our eye gate and our ear gate to what we watch and what we hear. But we also have an enemy that roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. If you turn your back on a lion, the lion is going to make you prey. And the church has turned its back on the lion that is the enemy that roams about like a lion, how he hunts prey down for far too long. If you wouldn't turn your back on a lion in the natural, if you were standing at about 25 yards out was a lion, would you turn your back on that? Would you turn your back on a 600-pound lion? I don't think so. So why has the church for so long been turning their back on the enemy? Because God says, behold, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy. I gave it to you, he says, through his son Jesus Christ. Behold, I've given unto you power now. You have it. But then we actually have to utilize it. And we actually have to expose how the enemy's roaming. If you saw a lion roaming nearby your family's house, wouldn't you start screaming and making a bunch of noise and alerting everybody that there's a lion there, and everybody take cover and getting weapons and getting into position and readying yourself to defend? Wouldn't you do all that? Well, we have to do all of that in the body of Christ. We're facing off against the same. It's just in the spirit that's coming into the natural. And we have to understand that. You see, because we can't see it all the time, meaning we cannot actually see the demonic force, but guess what? Its fingerprints are all over. The fingerprints of the enemy are all over. That's why we have to learn to discern and be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and seasons, because the handiwork is there. When you look at an artist, right? Artists have certain styles. Monet, Impressionist, right? Picasso had another style. Artists, Bob Ross, the wonderful man with the afro that used to say, we don't have mistakes, we have happy accidents. I used to have Bob Ross's painting kit as a kid. I loved to paint as a kid. And side note, I had it. But, oh, he just painted happy little trees, and we're going to put a happy little pond here. We're going to put out, and that was his style. Right? So based on the style, you know who the artist is. It's the same thing with the kingdom of darkness. You should be able to spot the handiwork and go, I know who's doing this. I've seen this before. I've seen this style. I've seen this handiwork. I've seen this structure of events before. I've seen this timeline play out before. You see, we as the body of Christ, we should be able to do that. We really should. And the problem is we've been blind to it, and we haven't wanted to face it head on, because we're told to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And yes, we're the people, yes, but we're not fighting against flesh and blood here. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God for battle, that you may be able to stand in that evil day. You hate the sin, you love the sinner. But we're not supposed to love the entity that is behind what's making these people do this. No, you know what we're supposed to do? We are supposed to, with the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, be swinging and destroying the plans of that entity. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And instead, the church has shied away from it. And that's what got us into the mess in the first place, is shying away from it, not wanting to look at it, not wanting to realize it's going on. It's not our problem. We're going to stay over here. We're going to do this. That's what the church did in Germany, and you saw how that ended up. We're supposed to occupy. We're supposed to be the ecclesia. We're supposed to influence. We're supposed to uncover these things. And this is the time the church has entered. The time of uncovering the deceptions that have laid hidden in plain sight for decades. This is the time. This is the season. And we are equipped to do it. It's just we don't want to take up our weapons and arms and fight. But you know what? We've been equipped to. We've been equipped by Almighty God to do this, and we should be doing this, and we should be taking up arms for battle in the spirit. We are in a war, whether we like it or not. We are in a war. There is a great war in the heavenlies going on for not only this nation, but for other nations right now in the earth. There is a great war happening in the heavenlies. We are part of that here on this earth. And we are equipped to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, because the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. And that power has revelation to it. It does. It allows you to see what you could never see on your own. It enlightens you. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance of the saints. Right? Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3. That's the time we're in. That's why we keep seeing 911, 911, 911. Wake up, alarm, sounding the alarm, emergency, 911. What happens in an emergency? You wake up, you become alert. All of a sudden, you're moving faster. All of a sudden, the adrenaline's going. All of a sudden, you are moving in ways you wouldn't have moved before. You are seeing things and sensitive to things you wouldn't be sensitive to before. That's why we keep seeing this. 911, 911, 911. We as the body of Christ should be recognizing this. We should be recognizing this. So, September 24th, 2024, word of the Lord. We're going to read a few more here. And says the Lord of hosts, do not put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord your God. In an hour of the jackals and wolves, shrieking and hunting. Remember how Jesse Waters said wolves? He was talking about this as one of the words. Shrieking and hunting. Hunting, capital, says the Lord. In such an hour, put your full hope and trust in me. For man is merely a tool and a vessel, a receiver and a holder of the glory, says the Lord. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, my capital children. Capitals, use it. Call to that tomb they have attempted to put America in. America, come forth in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Speak it with the authority given you under heaven. For there shall be multiple attempts in tandem that will be connected, for other nations have cast lots for the destruction of America. Interesting, this is showing up now. Interesting. For other nations have cast lots for the destruction of America and its leadership. And these nations have sweetened the pot now for the wicked to go one more time around the mountain. However, another foe shall come forth to engage, and the Sauls shall be turned in another direction, and their plans shall falter. October 7th, 2025, 6 days into the government shutdown, because it started October 1st, 2025. Amidst the sword and spear and javelin being deployed in your nation, boldly proclaim my word, says the Lord, so those weapons of mass destruction will reverse upon the senders, says the Lord. For the lion and serpent have both gone out, says the Lord, both predators. One constricts while the other attacks the main lifeline, says the Lord. Both the lion and the serpent have gone out in England, says the Lord, as well, and both will strike in tandem, says the Lord. It has gone out in the United States, says the Lord, and the dismantling such in the name of Jesus Christ will expose right before the strike. For the lion and serpent will suddenly turn and hunt each other, says the Lord, including within their own parties. That's a clip that was played towards the end of that clip of Jesse Waters that we showed, where they're starting to hunt each other now. Now you've got within party lines, they're hunting each other, including within their own party, says the Lord. This is a delicate time, says the Lord. Events in tandem, one after the other, for the nation needs to continue to humble itself, says the Lord. Israel must humble itself, says the Lord, so I do not stay my hand in such matters. Therefore, submit to God, resist, capital, the devil, and he shall flee from you. Resisting without submission is nothing more than rebellion. And that is what attempts to arise in this hour with a venomous outcry in Congress, in the nation, in leadership, in the arena where conservative voices speak across the airwaves. They are resisting without submitting. That, says the Lord, is rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft and the spell they are under. They attempt to spellbind the people. With that shall be exposed and broken, and the true funding source exposed, as I, the Lord, am examining the voices who claim they serve me, however, utter such corruption and confusion. Oh, the deals you have made in the dark. The deal your spouse made in the dark is about to be exposed, says the Lord. I have given time. I have given mercy. The mercy seat has been now withdrawn, and the judgment seat has been brought forth, says the Lord. The covenants you made in the dark will now be what causes your fall, says the Lord, in the light. The conservative movement is in a civil war, says the Lord, because I, the Lord, was never the cornerstone of such, and now a counterfeit cornerstone has attempted to be seamlessly switched out, for the we has turned into me, says the Lord. And my theories and my sources and my story and my voice, when the sheep scatter and fracture, is when the wolves arrive, says the Lord. Some of you are one step from complete loss at your own hands. Capitals, stop the obsession with David, says the Lord, for your life is not right before me. Your obsession with David is bringing you right into a trap. You are one step away, says the Lord. Turn back now. That was October 7th, 2025. We are watching this unfold. We are watching the lion and the serpent turn on each other in their own party lines. We are literally watching line up within the Democratic Party as well, a coup. There literally is a coup because why? Because, welp, they were serpents themselves and they let in bigger serpents, you see. And those bigger serpents are now eating their serpents and so on, because they decided to open Pandora's box when it comes to Muslim socialism, when it comes to progressive socialism. They decided to open Pandora's box. And now that beast is turning on them, and they are not equipped spiritually to know how to deal with the principality that has arisen right now, that is now trying to consume their own party, because that's exactly what is happening. You have Athaliahs arising, you have Ishtars arising, you have lions and serpents arising, attempting to consume their own party. This is not an accident. It's the time we're in. Why? Because they're seeing each other as an invasive species. You want to talk about invasive species at the time we're in? That Muslim socialist progressive movement that's taken over the Democratic Party is an invasive species. They knew what they were doing. They were looking to invade, and they were looking to take over and destroy the competition, because that term invasive species is a sign of the times within the parties. You're watching it happen on the conservative side too. You're watching podcasters who are Absaloms, who are acting like invasive species, to come in and try to destroy the rest. You see, that is why the wording that's being used in this is so important, because it's prophetically a sign of the times. Invasive species, spies in the camp, CIA, spies in the camp. And that's exactly what's happening. So it's no mistake that this term is being used by Newsom, is being used by Fish and Wildlife right now when it comes to the barred owls. It's you see this term because Haman and Absalom both viewed the people that were leading and the people of God as an invasive species. And this is why they sought a decree of destruction to destroy them. And in both cases, it reversed on them and they fell by their own plan, by their own plot, by their own gallows, by their own spear. They fell because there was a reversal. But David was chased out of the kingdom temporarily. Why? Because he didn't want to deal with Absalom. Let me just hold this up for a minute, because this is for the White House and the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense. David did not want to deal with Absalom. And because David did not want to restrain Absalom and stop him when he was on beginning a spree of destruction, conspiracy, manipulation, and rebellion. And David went easy on him. And David did not restrain him. And David did not bear down the consequences on him. Absalom then was able to get men to run before him. And the conspiracy grew strong. And the conspiracy grew strong because when God gave David the chance, he refused to deal with Absalom. And that is a warning for the White House when it comes to what is happening here and what is coming out in the open with Obama, with right now the shutdown, with Haman's arising, with what's happening in New York City, when you refuse to deal with Haman and Absalom. You see, David refused to deal with Absalom. He was chased out of the kingdom. Esther faced Haman head on, and he was defeated. Look at the two pictures, because what happened is then David had to go to war to get his kingdom back. David had to literally go to war in the forest, his men, to defeat Absalom and the co-conspirators. 20,000 of them fell in order to get the kingdom back, whereas Esther faced Haman head on, and Esther went to spiritual war. She fasted and prayed for 3 days. She went before the king. She risked her life. And she exposed Haman. And that put the people of God on the offensive. So that when people came to try to destroy them, they were able to have a victory. Very different ways of dealing with it, with the same individual. Absalom and Haman are connected. But David didn't want to deal with him. David wouldn't put him in his place. David went easy on him. And you know what he did? He sat in front of the gate. He wooed the people. He had co-conspirators with him wooing the people. He sent men to run before him, and the conspiracy grew strong. In this hour, if they don't put these conspiracies down, if they don't put these conspiracies growing strong in the Democratic Party down, in New York City down, if they don't put them down now, David is going to be chased out of his kingdom for a short season while war happens to get it back. And I'm very serious prophetically about what I'm saying, and I feel it. I feel it in the realm of the spirit. David going to be chased out of his kingdom for a moment and have to go to war to get his kingdom back if he doesn't deal with Absalom and Haman and the co-conspirators and the conspiracy growing strong and the fact they want to send out decrees of destruction for invasive species. They're casting lots. They're casting lots. No, there's no, it's no coincidence this object showing up now in our solar system. It's not. It's not. Because it's orchestrated and calculated in the realm of the spirit. And then it all comes in the natural and aligns. And we have to pay good attention to this. So please intercede and pray when it comes to these things. Because we're uncovering them. We're exposing them. We're dealing with them. And we're speaking truth, which we have to do. We have to be salt and light. We are meant to be that. We are literally meant to, according to the word of God, be salt and light for the kingdom of God. Light exposes, light uncovers, light chases away the darkness. That's what we're meant to do. And I'll say this right now as we begin to close. If you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ and you've been listening tonight, or you have backslid and you have walked away from Jesus Christ and you want to rededicate your life tonight, you want to give your life over to him, because your past shouldn't define you. What Satan says you are shouldn't define you. You were made in the image of God, and you can come into covenant with him through Christ Jesus, become a new creation in Christ, and actually redefine your future going forward. So if you want to do that, we're going to pray right now real quick. We're going to say it together, and then we'll give you an email to write us. So we just say, Lord, I come before you today as a sinner, acknowledging that I need a savior. And I acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth because you so loved the world and willingly took my place at Calvary, willingly died for my sins, willingly purchased me by the shedding of his own blood, and redeemed me and reconciled me back to you. Today, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. Your word says, Lord, those who call on the name of the Lord shall and will be saved. I am calling on the name of the Lord tonight. Jesus Christ to save me and cause me to become a new creation in Christ. From this day forward, I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that, that's the starting point. Every relationship has a starting point. That is just the starting point of an incredible lifelong relationship into eternity that you will have. And you have changed eternal matters for yourself today, as well as on this earth. So you can email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. If you need some resources, if you need a Bible, we'll help you get that. But please email us if you rededicated your life to the Lord and you had walked away, or you've given your life to Jesus Christ. We would be more than happy to help you get some resources as well. Also, a few other things. About 6:45 p.m. in a few minutes, actually, I'm going to be on Blessed to Teach with Rick Renee, so you could go see me there live as well. We have a new resident coming to Ark of Grace. Actually, Joe, our sanctuary assistant manager, is en route to Minnesota as we speak to go get him. So the newest member coming to Ark of Grace, and we'll put a picture up of him. This is Buster. They're bathing him. They are getting him all ready for us. He's 12 years old. His owner is having a very hard time medically and can't take care of him. And so we agreed to take Buster in his golden years at 12 years old, get him to our vet, get him fixed up, help him medically, and try to give him a wonderful life for the rest of his days. So Joe is actually there right now. She's going to get Buster, and he is not cleared to fly by the doctor, so she's going to be driving him back with her friend, because Joe has medical experience. She volunteered to go get him and drive him back to the Ark. So if you would like to help with Buster, or with the other animals at the Ark, or with the move, because we're moving as well. We're moving the entire Ark early next year. We are embarking on a brand new journey, moving to a new property. We will be able to have our Ark of Grace Sanctuary fundraisers and events right on that property. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We have our websites. We have our addresses as well. If you need our address, if you want to help and you need information on that, we have that all there for you. We also have our Israel trip there. So Israel is opening back up. It is wonderful that it's opening back up. People are revisiting Israel. You're going to see where Jesus walked. You're going to experience where Jesus walked. You're going to experience the road he walked carrying the cross. The Bible comes to life in Israel. It's absolutely incredible when you actually walk where the disciples walked and where Jesus walked, and you see it for yourself. It's a life-changing experience. That is at arcofgrace.org/events2, or we have the other website, amanda.heritagestudyprograms.com, for more information. Also, a few other things before we end tonight. I have something interesting to talk about for a moment. So we're going to put up the website. It's switchwithamandagrace.com. If you are tired of chemicals and big box stores and the type of products that they're giving you, this is a chance. I switched years ago, and I have to tell you, we switched the whole sanctuary over to their cleaning products. And so, as well as lotions and other things, but their cleaning products are incredible for animals. They are not toxic, and we have a wide variety of animals here at the Ark, and we're able to use these cleaning products around all of them, including the parrots. So you could go to switchwithamandagrace.com to learn more. I'm going to hold up for you some of the products here. So, yep, Tough and Tender, amazing cleaning product. We use it all over the sanctuary as well. We use their new lotion as well. But this is to help the sanctuary. So basically, when you switch with Amanda Grace, this actually goes to helping the sanctuary and the expenses of the sanctuary and as we move. So you can go to that website to learn more. But I've been using these products for years, and I have to tell you, phenomenal. Phenomenal around our animals, phenomenal around children. The scents are amazing. I mean, great, great, great products. Okay. And also, we'll put up Andrew Sorcini real quick. This is Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metal. Gold and silver are hitting all-time highs. You can text Andrew at 310-433-3524 or email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. He does gold-backed IRAs too. He will answer your questions, all things gold, silvers, and things of that nature. He has a wonderful team, and they love our Ark of Grace family. There, if you don't worry about a minimum, he says call anyway. They are finding amazing ways to help our Ark of Grace family. And that's it for tonight. So thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms on the screen for you, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, and Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. We like to encourage you in the word as we close. We will be putting out shorts, and I will be back on early next week, probably Monday live. So we hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. We have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'm going to Blessed to Teach right now. If some of you want to follow me over there, I'll be on live. And thank you to our team and our moderators. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless. When we see you next week, we'll have Buster. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a three-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.